This is David Getoff, and today's PPNF Speaks Out segment will be on water. Specifically, it will be on ionized, alkalized, or alkaline water machines, and my beliefs and opinions, and some of this will be absolute fact, but oftentimes much of what we say is our beliefs, on the health properties or not of this water, things that people might want to look out for or know about it before somebody just runs out because of marketing, which is generally what gets us to buy things, and spends a great deal of money. There's quite a bit of information all over the place these days on alkaline water, and more importantly or more directly or more specifically, on alkaline water machines, which are sometimes called water ionizers. And it's very, very disconcerting to see also sort of completely different information, depending, of course, on whether the person talking to you is a research scientist, is a health practitioner, or in most cases is somebody who is going to be making money as they sell you the water ionizer or the water alkalizer. And as is true of just about anything you could possibly buy, whether it's some dishwashing detergent, laptop computer, printer, I mean, there really isn't anything I couldn't fit in here. Automobile, you name it. The worst possible person to get information from is always going to be the individual who is selling you the unit. Now, there is one way in which we can make the person selling the unit far worse person to get information from, and that would be if the person selling the unit is involved in a multi-level network marketing method of sales, let's call it, because that means that all of the information that they've received on this unit came from the company who's trying to help them sell you the unit. That's generally not the best way to get, unbiased information, I guess, would be the best. I mean, for example, not to put down any specific brand, if you went into Ford Motor Company, and I don't mean into their general offices, but into a Ford dealership or into a GM dealership or into a Mitsubishi dealership. I'm just doing this so as not to target anybody, into a Hyundai dealership. And you were to say, I'm looking to buy a car. Is your car one of the best ones out there? Do you really think that they're going to say, no, it's not, if in fact the salesperson knows that it isn't or feels that it isn't? Of course not. Their job is to tell you that it's one of the best ones out there. I mean, there are books written on this. My favorite is called Trust Us, We're Experts, how the marketing industry completely distorts the truth. So the best way to get information on these is to find either a researcher, which is very, very difficult, possibly a health practitioner if he or she knows enough about the different units, which is almost equally difficult. If Consumer Reports, I guess, which is claimed to be unbiased, gave a report on them, that might be a little bit helpful. But I have not found Consumer Reports to be unbiased in the health or nutrition field at all, so I would never use them for that purpose. So it becomes really, really difficult. So let me begin with whether or not I believe water alkalizers or water ionizers have any benefit whatsoever. And I'm going to go ahead and start this with a brief story, a factual story. more instead of a story, we could call it a recount of how I first learned about water ionizers many years ago. I was actually at a medical conference on German biological medicine. And during this particular conference, there was water set out for everybody at our places in the conference hall. And at the beginning, they said, you know, this is being donated by this company, that's being donated by that company, and the water that you get and the water pitchers, instead of coming from the tap, are being filled up by the company who is selling water ionizers in the exhibit hall. And, you know, you can go in and take a look at them if you wish. We will not talk about them because this is not advertising, this is a conference, but that's who is donating the water. So, of course, everybody went in there and took a look at it. The company that was donating the water, filling the water bottles up for everybody, or the water pitchers up for everybody, was a company called High Tech Health. And they were the importers. They actually still are the importers of a unit made by Akai, which is one of the water ionizers. And it just so happened that during this conference, one of the conference presenters was a PhD researcher, and his presentation was on the subject of pH, Very, very interesting. And he was going over what we know about pH. He was talking about biological terrain assessment, which has to do with pH, and some of the machines being used in the medical field to both take a look at and monitor the improvements or, of course, disimprovements in health as people are on their course of what is being done with them. And the way at which it looked at that was by looking at their blood pH, their saliva pH, and their urine pH, and doing what's called a biological terrain assessment of these three. And somebody asked him at the end of his lecture, since he did not cover water, whether or not he had looked at any of the water ionizers, since we had just been told that we were being given water from one of the water ionizer companies. And he said no, he hasn't looked at them, but he didn't really believe that they could do anywhere near as much as anybody has claimed. He just never considered that. Yeah, maybe it should be looked at, but no, have not looked at that. Well, the next year, he was invited back to speak, and he gave more information on more research he was doing, a lot of it, again, having to do with BTA and pH. And once again, I think the second time, it might have even been myself, asked him, have you looked into the idea of the water ionizer or alkalizer machines and whether or not they might possibly conceivably be of any help to people in any way to promote health or push them into the healthy area? And once again, he said, no, I haven't. He said, but there's an awful lot of them out there. Apparently, there is some research that's been done in Japan, and I probably ought to look at it, but you know, since I haven't, I really can't comment. Interestingly enough, the third year in a row at this same medical group, he was again called back, and this happens very often. If everybody puts in that they really like a speaker, then they invite him back to, you know, give additional talks or updates. I wish I could remember his name. He was I remember him being Jewish. It was a Jewish name. It might have been Rosenberg or, in any event, don't remember his name. And since my house burned up in the wildfires, I don't have the tape recording of that conference. And this time, his presentation was on the benefits of drinking ionized alkalized water from these water machines. What he had done was he decided that there was just enough people using them and enough discussion about them that he needed to look into it. So he flew to Japan, if I remember correctly. He talked to some of the people, some of the doctors at the different hospitals that were using this water, both the acid portion, which normally goes down the drain, to cleanse different problems on the skin, decubitus ulcers, problems, you know, that are caused by many, many different reasons, of one of which, of course, is advanced diabetes, and, of course, the drinking of the alkalized water portion, the portion that does not go down the drain but that gets caught by us if we happen to have one of those machines, to be able to be consumed. And it was very startling to have a researcher who had twice told us that either he completely didn't believe in them or hadn't looked at them and really didn't have any reason to think that they were any good, showing us how much research had been done with the alkalized water, mostly in Japan, and his own research on how much it was helping people by, let's say, nudging them or pushing them into the healthier zone by bringing in a little bit more alkalizing, in this case, alkaline water, where most people in general, if you were to take a look at the pH, which is the most telling of the body, which is your blood pH, which I remember him saying that the blood pH of the healthiest people should be between 7.40 and 7.45, and that you very often don't see that in blood pH because the body is busy trying to keep its pH there, but because of all of the different effects that go on and all of the different metabolism and metabolic effects that happen during the day, as well as the different foods we consume and the various different poisons we are exposed to, that the body is always producing a lot of toxic waste and a lot of acids, and that it often can't hold the blood pH where it needs to because of all this. And that the only way that we can help it is by bringing in more things which will help push it in the alkaline direction, which is generally, for example, more vegetables, meats being much, much less cooked so that they're not as acid-forming, etc. And so he was presenting this research. And all of the different benefits, which I don't have in front of me because I lost the research in my fire, all the different benefits that they saw in different types of patients and different types of conditions when they went and started consuming the alkalized water. Now, one of the things having to do with alkalized water, now I'm off of his research and I'm back on to myself. One of the things about alkalized water is that if somebody is very toxic, I know that's not necessarily a technical medical term, but you know we absorb toxins, we're exposed to toxins all day long, chloride and chlorine and chloramines, fluoride, all the different cleaning substances we have, the formaldehyde that comes out of our carpeting and tiles and press board, and you know different pharmaceuticals, and plus all the different toxins that are manufactured by the body as part of our biochemistry and metabolism. All of this pushes us, you know, in the acid direction because it's a lot of acids that the body has to eliminate. And so it ends up that since we don't eat as perfectly as we should eat, many people, and this was validated by his research, their blood pH is lower than it should be. If he is correct in their research that the healthiest people's pH is 7.40 to 7.45, he said he rarely saw that. And so anything we can do to help push it upwards a little bit toward that, as long as we don't go too high because it's a narrow range, would be beneficial. And so the alkalized water, since most of the water that people consume, whether it be from your tap or from the many different companies out there that sell water, Avion, Dasano, I mean, I could keep on going. There are so many different ones out there. Most water on the market that you can purchase is actually acid. And for those people that don't understand anything about the acid-alkaline balance, the pH scale or acid-alkaline scale, also called an acid-base scale, the word base or alkaline, basic or alkaline are both the same, goes from 0 to 14. And this is simply by definition. When they made up the scale, that's the way they set it up. So 7 or 7.0 is defined as neutral. And the second you get the least bit below 7, you are becoming acid. And the least bit above 7, you are becoming alkaline. So in other words, if you had 7.01, you are very slightly alkaline. If you had 6.99, you are very slightly acid. So 7.0 is neutral, and a lower number is more acid and starts to become acid, and a higher number instead of neutral is alkaline. So if you were to drink most of the available waters on the market, you are putting some more acid in the body, and you are therefore not helping to gently push the body in the right direction. Apparently, a lot of different foods, such as chlorophyll, so you know broccoli and spinach and kale and all sorts of dark green vegetables, are alkalizing to the body, so they're actually helpful. There's a lot of misinterpretation as to which foods are alkalizing or which foods are acidifying. And I have not found very good research on that. So when I take a look at charts that claim to say that, I can't find the backup research that shows me how they determined that. Because if all they're doing is burning something, which is often the case, and saying, this is an alkaline ash, well, yeah, but things aren't burned in your body in the same way they're burned in the laboratory. So we'd have to do a lot more research to truly validate what foods are acid-forming and what foods are alkalizing. It's been shown over and over again, so I guess I'm going to have to believe this one, that if you were to squeeze a fresh lemon, and I believe it is also true of a fresh lime, into a glass of water, and drink that glass of water first thing in the morning and then do it again in the evening, that even though if you were to test with a pH meter or a pH test strip, which is not quite as accurate as the meter, the acid-alkaline number of the water, because you've now put in lemon juice, that since lemon is very acid, you would find it to be quite acid. And yet, drinking that seems to push us in the alkaline direction. It has an alkalizing effect. So it's very complicated. In any event, if we're drinking regular water, we are adding more acid water to our body. There are a number of waters on the market. I will simply name a few of them. There are many others, which are, in fact, alkaline, which you can buy in some of the regular stores and some of the health food stores. So, for example, Fiji is a water that I like a lot because it comes from a very deep well called an artesian well, and it is 7.0 or above. I believe it's 7.5, and of course it may change, but it's going to be 7.0 or above, which means it's not acid-forming. And Volvic, V-O-L-V-I-C, is another alkaline water. The Calistoga water, the main one, again, these wells can change. But those three and a number of others are alkaline waters, meaning that they are above 7.0. And, of course, if it's 7.0, at least that means it's not acidifying you. But if you were to drink a pH water that was distinctly higher, then you're definitely bringing in more base or more alkaline into the body. And since most people are too much acid consuming, then that can be helpful. And again, Dr., let's say his name was Greenberg, and that may be what it is, as I think, showed that this to be true, and there is other research in Japan. And so these alkalized water machines or alkalizing water machines, are available. My biggest problem is the amount of alkalization, if there is such a word, or alkalinity of the water. What happens is if somebody is unhealthy, I think I started to say this about 10 minutes ago, and you try to push somebody or aid them in moving into the healthful direction too quickly, you will get what's called a Herx or a Herxheimer reaction, also called a healing crisis. Therefore, you don't want to go too quickly because you don't want to overload the body's speed at which it wishes to move even in the right direction. You don't want to do things too quickly. You know, if you're trying to destroy your deck to build a new one because it's falling apart, you don't want to destroy it so quickly that pieces of wood fly in every direction, hurt you, make holes in your glass, windows. In other words, things have to be done at the right speed. So we know that there are waters in various places around the planet Earth that come out of the ground in a form in which, because they are higher in minerals generally have the ability, I'm not sure if that would be the right word, effect it would be the right word, have the effect of being high in minerals, of alkalizing the water. So, for example, if you were to take some distilled water, which has no minerals in it whatsoever, and add any of various different minerals into the water, that will most often increase the pH and make it become an alkaline water. So you don't want to do it too fast. There are waters around the world that come out of their springs in an alkaline pH, or at an alkaline pH. So, for example, some waters have been tested in some places, and when they come right out of the well or right out of the artesian well or spring, they're 7.5, 7.6, 7.7, 7.8. I'm not sure how high that goes. It may be research. There may be, maybe I should have gone into Google and said naturally occurring alkaline water. That's, Google is a great help these days to be able to find things like that. I would expect that we could probably find water with enough alkalinity because of mineral content coming out of our earth in areas where people are drinking it and probably getting health-giving benefits from it. As high as, if I had a rough guess, and this is a guess, I will definitely claim that to be only a guess, I would say we probably have naturally occurring waters going up as high as between 8.0 and 8.5. I would not think we have water naturally occurring at above 8.5. But I don't know that for sure. If somebody will show it to me somewhere, I love to learn new things. And I have a premise when I am helping people get well or when I am lecturing or I'm winning, educating, and that is that although there are certainly some times that this will not be true, most often we are best off if we mimic nature. For example, if somebody's getting hormone replacement therapy, they should be getting bioidentical or identical to human, which is the way I like to put it, hormones. So if there's a hormone that's too low in your body and somebody has not found a way to get your body to make more, which would be the appropriate way, but they instead have to bring it in artificially, we should at least bring in the exact same molecule that your body would have produced, which is, I consider that identical to human. Some people call it bioidentical. So again, we want to mimic nature. Well, in the same way, if we're trying to alkalize the body with the use of water, then I don't believe that it would be proper, and it might not even be healthy, to consume water at a higher pH than you could find anywhere on the planet Earth. Maybe for short term for therapy, if it was being watched by a doctor, if they were using a very accurate pH meter to make sure there were no problems, if they were doing lab tests to make sure that your detoxification pathways, cytochrome P450, glutathione peroxidase, your kidneys and liver, if none of those were being overloaded, maybe. But I would prefer to mimic nature and use the pHs that are available. So again, I would have people, if they bought an alkaline water machine, adjust it and test it, once a week or so, because waters change. The water coming out of your tap changes, and therefore what the machine is doing changes, so that what you're drinking doesn't get over, let's say, 8.5, just as an example. And I would also have people go up very slowly. So if their tap water came out of the tap, it could be anything, but let's say it comes out at 7, And, of course, you'd need a meter to accurately test that, because if you had a pH test strip, it would show the same color at 7 and 7.05 and 7.1 and 7.2, because they're very inaccurate. The test strips don't start to register until you got a difference of close to half a pH, like, you know, 7.0 to 7.5. And that's actually a gigantic difference as far as pH is concerned, just so you'll know that. The number is a little, but the change in effect on the body is huge. So I would have somebody start at 7.0 and set their unit to maybe produce 7.5, and, you know, drink the water that way for a few weeks, and then go up a little bit more and a little bit more, and end up at maybe 8.0 or maybe 8.5. If it caused any kind of reactions, go back to a lower amount and push your body, so to speak, more slowly. The problem is that the people selling these machines are often telling you to, hopefully, they are, in fact, letting you know, do it slowly. But they want you to go up to the highest number that the machine can produce. And they're even touting, you know, one company will tout their machine as being able to go higher than somebody else's machine. And as far as I'm concerned, you don't even need to go that high with anybody to begin with, so who cares? If you have the ability to purchase either of, let's say, three different automobiles, and they do everything you need equally, there's no difference whatsoever in these three automobiles except the top speed. So one of them has a top speed of 90 miles an hour. One of them has a top speed of 120 miles an hour. And the other one has a top speed of 180 miles an hour. And if you know for an absolute fact that the streets you're going to be driving on, the speed limits in your area, the amount over the speed limit that you choose to go as you break the law, if you want to do that, that you would never go over 90, then there is absolutely no reason for you to allow somebody to convince you to buy one of the ones which is going to go 120 or 160 or 180, because it's completely unnecessary. Remember, I said they're identical in every other way. So I don't want somebody to buy a machine that can bring your water up to 10.5 or something, because again, it is my belief that to mimic nature, we probably shouldn't consume it over 8 or 8.5. So that's one. Number two, the units that are being sold in the multi-level network marketing, I don't find them to be better quality than the Akai, for example, by High Tech Health. You can find that at probably Googling hightechhealth.com. I'm not going to give out, I'm not going to do advertising by giving out websites on the Price Pottinger website here. That is the one that I recommend in my office, however. Again, because the multi-level unit is sold in a multi-level way, it ends up selling, if I remember correctly, because I've certainly never purchased one of the multi-level units, between, I think, $3,000 and $4,000 each. And the other good units on the market that I know of sell for between, I think, $1,000 and $1,500 each, or somewhere around $1,200 or $1,300 each. Well, to go from $1,200 or $1,300 or $1,400 up to $3,000 or $4,000 for something that isn't going to be able to do anything better that I know of, you know, I guess if you want to spend that much money for no reason whatsoever, why don't you put it into a separate account and give me access to it so that I can give it to people that can't afford better quality food, or donate it to Price Pottinger and take a write-off, you know, at least have it help something good. Now, obviously, the people selling it will tell you that their unit is much, much better in every way. I know people that have ripped a couple of the different units apart and looked at the insides, and I trust them, the people that have done this, and I don't believe from what they've told me that there's any big, huge difference in quality, although, let's be honest, there are a number of units they have taken apart, some of which are just equally priced, you know, down in the 800 or 900s or up in the 1500s, that they've said are made very poorly. The plates will not last, the machine will not hold up, so I'm not giving you other brand names, because the only two that I'm talking about is just the network marketed one, which I'm not going to mention for lack of being sued, and the Akai, which I know personally because I have had one for many, many years. I don't have it at the moment. It burned up in my fire. I may get another one. Actually, somebody gave me one. I haven't connected it up yet. But those are good units. There are many other ones out there I don't know anything about. One of the big problems that we have, in addition to people that are going to a much higher level than nature would ever go, is that a number of the units out there, this is not true of the Akai from High Tech Health, but a number of the units out there, including from what I've been told by three or four different people, the multi-level one, and a few others, are putting chemicals inside their machine that release in various ways into the water, various ways being either automatically or when you press a certain button or whatever. I'm not going to get too technical on this tape. In order to raise the pH of the water even higher than it could possibly be raised if these chemicals were not released into the water. And if the people that told me what types of chemicals they're using in here, which are very strong alkalizing chemicals similar to lye, for example, I don't know that they're using lye in any of them, although they might, that these very strong alkalizing chemicals get released into the water to enable them to say, our unit gets all the way up to, and then whatever it is they're going to fill in the blank at. I don't know how high some of these are claiming to go. 11, 11 and a half? Again, I don't know. I would never want anybody to drink water that high. What I've been told by a couple of people is that they've tested some of these machines and found that after you do produce water at these really high amounts, maybe you're using it for, I think somebody said one of the companies tells you that if you make it super, super alkaline, it can help get stains out of clothing. Maybe I'm misremembering. That after you've done that and you turn it back into the position to instead get drinking water, that some of this chemical has been shown in a couple of units that were tested, apparently. Again, this is not firsthand. I don't have those tests in front of me. I can't verify that, but I trust these particular people, to continue to release some of this chemical for the next couple of gallons, and that some people have gotten sick from it. I just don't want the chemical in there to begin with. If I'm filtering water, I'm filtering water. If I have an electrical chamber in there in which I'm changing the water electrically in some way, which is what the ionizers do, so that they change what's called its redox potential and its pH, then I'm doing that. But I don't want to add any chemicals into the water. That's not something I like the idea of a machine doing, even if I think it might not do it wrong. It's just, I just don't like the idea. So for those reasons, I worry about some of the alkalizers. I don't like any of them, whatever brands they may be out there, that have any type of chemical that they have the ability, either automatically or when you ask them to with a button, to release any kind of chemical into the water. I would not own one. That's not what I want to happen, especially a chemical that if you were to take it into your body by itself might kill you. And from what I've been told about what each of these chemicals are, those could happen. That could actually occur. And if you get one where they tell you that there's some chemical cartridge that needs to be replaced, or that the filter itself can release this chemical to bring it up, find out what the name of that chemical is. And don't ask the company the second question. Ask a toxicologist the second question. What might that chemical do if I consumed a bunch that I shouldn't amount, an amount above, I shouldn't say an amount above what you could consume it, because normally you would never consume these chemicals at all. But find out from an expert in the field of toxicology or, let's say, poison control, what they would tell you in regards to the human consumption of this chemical that the company has told you their unit can release into the water. Other than that, there are some people that are completely against the alkalizers. They say, forget about it. Don't drink alkaline water. Don't drink ionized water from any of these water ionizers or alkalizers. I have not found that to be a problem. As I say, the PhD that did the research, and as I say it again, I think his name may have been Greenberg. I should look that up. He looked at a lot of the research done in Japan. And so, plus, of course, he did his own research with a number of different people in a couple of different clinics where he put them on alkalized water and followed them and had other people with the same conditions that he didn't follow. And he said he was rather astounded at how well it helped to increase people's speed of healing. So I'm not against the machines themselves. I would like people to buy the ones which will last longer, which were made better, which you are not being ripped off because it being multi-level and therefore has to go into 15 different people's pockets, even though it doesn't make the machine better. You know, there's a whole bunch of different things going on here, but I just want to make it clear that the things I don't like are the idea that a water machine has inside it a chemical which I believe would always, from the ones I've been told about, be known to be a toxic chemical that no toxicologist or poison control person would say you should ever have in your water, and that it's putting into the water, even though it's only supposed to do it, you know, at a specific time. I wouldn't want that in my machine. I wouldn't want people to use very, very high pHs. I think that's going too much against nature, and it might cause a problem. And then we're sort of turning the water into a medicine. If we're doing something to the water and making it into something which could not exist in nature, then basically we've just turned the water into a drug. On the other hand, there are people out there, as I said, who say nobody should drink anything out of these alkalizing water machines. And I don't necessarily see that to be a problem. If the machines are not releasing any kind of chemical because the one you bought doesn't have the ability to do that, I like that idea. I don't want that ability. If you're not putting it up above 7.5, 8, maybe 8.5, then that doesn't bother me. There are other ways, of course, to alkalize water by adding different minerals to it. But I realize this is a very convoluted area because of the different things that are going on. And I've just given you a huge amount of information. But, I mean, I want to cover as much as I feel people should need to know in regards to these, again, water ionizers or water alkalizers. The only other thing I'd like to add before we close this much longer than I thought it was going to be PP&F Speaks Out section is that you need to be careful about claims that people make. And I'm an investigator. I mean, obviously, I'm a health practitioner, but what I mean is when somebody tells me something, if it's something I truly believe, I might possibly not look into it because otherwise I'd have to hire a staff of 10 people looking into things that I'm told all day. But if there's anything that is really important and I just want to verify it, then I try to go verify it. So, for example, on one of the machines, somebody told me that their particular machine was registered by the Japanese government as a medical device, and that on the company's website you could see that registration. So I went to the website, and sure enough, there was some place there that it said, you know, medical device information or something or other. I clicked on it, and there was a document there, and I read it. And nowhere on that document did it list the name and model number of the machines they're selling and say that they were registered as medical devices by the Japanese government. It said that the manufacturer of this machine had been listed by the government as allowed to manufacture a medical device. But of course, they've made numerous changes in the model every time they decide they want to change something. And if you change even a speck of the manufacturing on a particular, let's say a toaster oven for that matter, and it was tested and approved by Underwriters Laboratories or the Canadian Standards Association or Electronic Testing Labs. Those are the three companies that validate that something is electrically safe. Not that it will do its job correctly. That's not what they're saying when it says UL, CSA, Canadian Standards, or ETL, the Electronic Testing Labs. All they're saying is that it's not going to spark and cause a fire and burn your house down. If you change one wire, if you change the way it does something slightly and use a different way that you think is better, you lose that certification. You have to send the new unit in now and have it looked at all over again with another $20,000 or $30,000 and have them say that, yes, okay, we will re-approve this new unit. If you are simply telling the manufacturer of something, you are approved to make medical devices, they could change it 15 different times, make it better, make it worse, you have no idea. So you always want a device to be certified, not the company. I mean, I don't mind a company being certified to be a great quality company, but if somebody says this device is certified as a medical instrument, I need to have a piece of paper from the certifying agency that lists the make and model number of that particular device, whatever the current model number is, and says this has been tested and we classify this as a medical device. I could not find that anywhere on their website. So if it does exist, then I couldn't find it, and more likely in my mind, it probably doesn't exist and we're being misled. So again, take a look at things, you know, investigate them fully. Somebody tells you that their beef that they sell is grass-fed, find out the name of the farm or the ranch, call up the ranch, and say, for what percentage of your animal's life are they grass-fed? And they will give you an answer. And are they grass finished as well? Oh, no, sir, they're grain finished. Oh, okay, look at that. They just used semantics to either lie to you or mislead you, depending on which word you wish to use, because we now claim that if you say that for its entire life it was grass-fed, then you're not really lying if it was grain-finished, because that's a separate word. We're saying that's when they're finished. So semantics can effectively mislead the person listening to somebody telling you about the benefits or detriments of almost anything. And so I like to look very, very far, just as far as I do with grass feeding. If I want grass-fed beef, I want grass-fed birth to death. That includes grass-finished, or really it means they weren't finished. It means they were simply grass-fed birth to death. In the idea or in the area of water ionizers, if somebody says, hey, there's a certificate that says our units are medical devices by the Japanese government, I want to see that make, that model number of the one that they're currently selling or promoting that says that it is approved by the Japanese government as a medical device. Doesn't mean I'm going to like it. Doesn't mean I'm going to think it's good, because I don't buy pharmaceutical drugs, and they are certainly approved by our FDA as being medical, not devices, but they're medical. So making something a medical device, in my mind, does not necessarily mean it is a plus. If something's going to push my body so much that it's like a medicine, that doesn't mean I want it. I might want to avoid it. But in any event, I would at least like it to be accurately stated. So that's a huge amount of information for you. I hope it has been helpful for many, many people. This is David Getoff, and that's my opinion.